Proclamation number 244, dated the January 2, 1938. Reception of one's own strength, without outside influence. My dear child, whenever you are guided by my word, you will be protected from all error. Behold, it all depends on how your soul assimilates the content. When I send my messengers to you, they teach you on my instruction, and by no means should you become agitated. It is for this reason that I have so far provided you with additional spiritual knowledge, so that you will believe. Your willingness to serve me enables you to accept messages which correspond to the teachings of my servants on earth. There are ceaseless arguments within many communities about the absolute truth. Each one believes that it corresponds to the Heavenly Father's will if it purely advocates its own truth and treats everything else with hostility, and that is regression for you humans. Why don't you want to understand that all of you will arrive at the Father if you agree with each other in my name? And so I give my own the teachings all over again, and anyone who accepts them will act in the right way. After all, they do not go up against the teachings every community lays claim to for itself. My child, if you are enlightened, if you are granted the grace to receive my words, then hold on to them and do not divert from this path. It will give you infinitely more. You will be protected and can hand yourself over to everything without worry. You are safeguarded by your spiritual friends and not at risk of including errors in your writings through the influence of other forces. Therefore I bless your work and help you, and every time you call me, my grace will flow to you. For my servants shall be willing and only let their actions be guided by me. And if I bring you into contact with other forces on earth, then it is only for you to learn to differentiate between them, that I've given every individual a different task, and in that way you shall become aware of the nature and magnitude of your task. For the doctrine I want to proclaim through you shall be pure and clear, and so your thinking, too, must remain pure and clear, unaffected by outside forces, so that your writing will be an entirely spiritual product given to you with love from above. So always remain in my blessing, in my will, trustingly place everything into the Heavenly Father's hands. Since you are given the task of receiving the words of the Lord, you will also receive the strength to write the Lord's spiritual messages down. For you doubt all other words you might receive under the influence of other forces. Behold, my child, your faith will become far more profound and heartfelt, and you will feel my blessing as long as you offer your heart to me. It is an incomprehensible blessing being allowed to receive the words of the Lord, and one day you will understand why I have chosen you for this task. Continue to receive the word of God in purity of soul. The more sincerely you desire it, the more beautiful and profound wisdom I have waiting for you. 4. Ask, and it shall be given to you. Single quote. And now turn to the Heavenly Father with complete trust. His blessing will be upon you and His love will guide you the right way. Amen.